So as we're in the fifth day of Aseret Yemei Tshuva, talk about Perek Hei of Hilchot Tshuva. The Rambam, we discussed this a little bit earlier on, but I want to tell you the Chiddush of Rav Huttner on this Perek Hei of the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Hei Halacha Aleph, Rishut Kol Adam Netunalo. Everyone has the ability. Imatzal La'tot Atzmo LeDerech Tova V'Liot Tzadik Harishut Biado. V'imatzal La'tot Atzmo LeDerech Ra'a V'Liot Rasha Harishut Biado. Everyone's got the choice. Hu Shekatu BaTorah Hein HaAdam Haya Ke'achad B'menu LaDat Tovara. Klomar Hein Min Zeh. Shela Adam haya echad ba'olam ve'ein lo min shin sheni dome lo baze ha'inyan. Everyone's different. Everyone's a world unto themselves. Shehu ba'atzmo b'datov machshavto yodea tov arav ha'oseh kol mashu chafetz. And there is no predestination here. No one is describing for you. No one's holding you back from being good or bad. And therefore there are ramifications for your actions and also reward for your actions. Halacha Bet says, do not think, like many people think, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gozer Adam from the beginning of creation, this guy's going to be a tzaddik or a rasha. Ein adavar kein. Ela kol Adam v'Adam ra'ui liyot tzaddik ke Moshe Rabbeinu. Not exactly like Moshe Rabbeinu, but ke o rasha ki ravam. You could be a chacham or you could be a fool. You could be a rachman or you could be cruel. You could be stingy, or you could be magnanimous, and all the other midot also. And whose choice is it? Me'atzmo midato. It's all up to you. V'kev and shekein, nimsezeh achote, if you're a sinner, you have to take responsibility. Hu ifsid atzmo. Ulefikach, roi lo lifkot ulekonein, amash asal nafsho gmalara. It's up to you. Now, what I want to focus on today. Halacha Gimel. V'ikar zeh. Ikar gadolu. This is a axiom. This is a fundamental tenet in religious Judaism. V'amud ha-Torah v'ha-Mitzvah. This is the pillar of Torah and Mitzvahs. This concept of Bechira Chofshit. Shneamar re'ei natati lefanecha ayom et ha'chayim v'et ha'tov. You have the choice between life and good and amavet v'et hara. V'katuv re'ei anochi noten lefanechem ayom bracha u'klala. Klomar sharashut b'yedchem v'kol sheyachpotz ha'adam lasov mima'aseh b'nei adam oseh b'in tovim b'in ra'im u'mibnei zeh ha'inyan ne'amar mi yitein v'yal levavam zeh lahem. Klomar שאין הבורא כופה בני אדם ולא גוזר להם לעשות טוב או רע, but it's all up to you. And he goes on to say that if God predestined it, then there would be no concept of din. Here, everybody asks the important piece of what is the Rambam here, Davka Nihilchot Tshuva, bring up Bechira Chofshit. If he's talking about midot, he should put it in Hilchot Deot. Why is he putting it smack in the middle in Perek Hei? Today, the fifth day of Aseret Yemei Tshuva. I saw in a piece, which I wanted to tell you over Rosh Hashanah, but everyone was tired. Now, since nobody's tired, everyone's wide awake to hear this piece. In Maimer Zayin, in Pachad Yitzchak, we know that in the introduction to Tkiyat Shofar, we say, Ashrei ha'am yode'ei trua, Hashem bo'or panecha yalich. So the question is, what does this mean, Ashrei adam yode'ei trua? What does it mean to know the trua? And furthermore, what does it mean that we ask Hashem that we should see with the light of panecha yalich? We always want to see. Nothing to do with kol trua. What is the idea of listening to the kol shofar help us with his ha'arat panim, with seeing God's light of the face. Not hester panim, not the dark, but ha'arat panim. Furthermore, as we just finished Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, on a certain level, we all know is Yom Adin, which we had talked about. But, as much as we said it's worthy to cry, we know there was a chiyuv of simcha. So what's going on here? Rav Hudner explained, based on the Rambam we just said, that we know there's koach of bechira chofshit. And that's something that with everything, it's the amud of Torah and mitzvot. However, when the Rambam brings it down here in Perek Hey, the context is one of Yirah. Right? Re'eh, Achayim, V'amovet, Bracha, and Klala. It's not talking about Ahavat Hashem. And the question that Rav Hudner asks is, again, the concept of Avodat Hashem Me'ahava should be germane and shayach also by the Koach HaBechira. Why is there this connection? Does the Rambam put the Koach HaBechira specifically in Hilchot Tshuva A? And B, why intrinsically connected to Yirah? Explains Rav Hudner a very important yesod. It's something we've talked about before, but I think it's to reinforce that statement. Specifically in the fifth day, specifically when we're tired from Slichot. Why specifically by Yirah? Because when we have Yirat Achet, Rav Hudner explains, what do we want from Yirat Achet? The concept of Yirat Achet, if you really wanted to really have the fear and the awe of Yirat Achet, you do everything to stay away from that chet. Furthermore, your hope and dream would be to abolish the concept of chet. That would be your aspiration. If you were purely Yirat Achet, on one level, the avoda would be, explains Rav Hudner, to get away from that danger, to abolish that danger. If I knew that chet is this sickness, this chet is cancer, this chet ruptures my relationship with God, hurts me as a person, I just want to stay the heck away from it. Not only do I want to stay away from it, I want to abolish its whole existence. The problem is that there's a stira there, says Rav Hudner. Because we just said there's Bechira Chofshi. What is Bechira Chofshi? To choose between the good and the chet. So on a certain level, you have a contradiction in Avodat Hashem here. Because if we're talking about from Yirat HaChet, again, the most normal way would say, get me the heck away from chet. It shouldn't even be in existence. Versus, the Bechira is telling me, I have to have a choice to be able that is not predestined from God. That I have to choose between good and bad. So how do you deal with this contradiction? And Rav Hudner explains that this is not nogeya to the midah v'ahava. Because we know akol bidei shamayin chutz miyirat shamayin. And he explains within this contradiction how it's specifically to yirat achet. Because we have this contradiction in many things. Because on one level, we know that there's one statement that says it's better that we weren't created in this world. Noach lo la'adam shelo nivra. That's one level. But another level we say, as opposed to all the other creations, what does it say in Breishit? We're going to get up to it soon. Simchat Torah. That Adam is not only tov, but he's tov ma'od. And what's the tov ma'od? They say ma'od is the Yetzer Hara, the Yetzer, the Malach HaMavis. What is it? Is it better that we weren't created? Or is it the man is the best creation? Tov ma'od? So when we just finished Rosh Hashanah, where we said, Ashrei Adam Yodei Trua, Bo'or Panechei Aleichun, the answer to all of these questions comes from the message of the Kol Shofar. Because many of us just want to live with the existence of things are great. Bo'or Panechei Aleichun, the way that we thought of it. The concept of all light, it's all good. Tov Ma'od. There is no chet at all. Everything's hunky-dory. Everything's all life and good. Roses. Gewalt. Everything's great. There shouldn't be any crying in the world. The Kol Teruah says no. You have a tkia at the beginning. But then what do you have? Shvarim. Teruah. Gnugei Narach. Yalula Yalil. Concept of crying. Concept of difficulty. And only then you have another tkia afterwards. Which means that if you don't understand to be able to get the Bo'or Panechi Aleichu, you have to go through the existence of Noach Lo Shelo Nivra. You have to go through that difficult times. The depth of really accepting the Torah, the Amud HaTorah, specifically the Rambam puts it in, Hilchot Tshuva. Because you need to be able to know how to experience a real Kabbalat HaTorah. A real Amud HaTorah is when there is Chet. When Noach Lo Shelo Nivra, because of the rupture of Chet. Because I don't want that. I really don't want it. Stay away from me. Don't bring me to this Nisayon. Al Tivieni L'Lidei Nisayon. But once it happens, and I'm able to be Mekabel and understand that that's the way the world works, I really don't want Chet. I know it's a certain mindset that it's cancer. It's terrible. But once I'm here, Ashrei Adam Yodei Teruah, that I have the ability to really be Mekabel the Torah in a real way. That is what we just read in the Shira that says that we are an Am Naval Velo Chacham. Am Naval sounds not like a good thing. From Nevela, right? Wilting. Doesn't sound good. But the Targum Onkelos here says that we're an Am Mekabel HaTorah. But V'lo Chachima, we didn't really accept it. What does that mean? How does Naval, which means Nevela, there was a guy in Tanakh named Naval, married to Izevel. Two beautiful names. Right? But? Avigal. So, bottom line, Noam, Naval, bad. Bad name! What does this mean, the Am Mekabel Torah? Within what Rav Hudner is saying, within what the Rambam is saying is, Naval, how does something grow? I'm not a botany expert. But how something grows is you plant it inside. What happens before you see the fruits? The word Nun Bet Lamed, you see it in Yeshayahu also, it's novel. Is that things what? They rot. They wilt. Only if you have that wilting experience, then you have the fruit. Am Naval. The only way you can really be an Oved Hashem is to know Ashrei Adam Yodei Teruah. It's only if you learn this message, specifically in Aser Yemei Teruah, specifically smack in the middle of the fifth day of Aser Yemei Teruah. There could not be a better message. Because I'm doing well, I'm doing well, I'm doing well. All of a sudden, bang! Slichas. Oh man, I'm tired. I better get my coffee. Doesn't matter if it's from Holy Bay or my friend, man, I better get that coffee. Because I don't know how the heck I'm going to be able to do Nila Sasando Chelek Bet with a lot of sources. I don't know. Tough stuff. How am I going to be able to die? The answer is, this is the test. Oh, but Rabbi, I'm tired. Yes, that's life. Life is, oh, I wish I wouldn't wake up. I wish I'd be sleeping. No, life is knowing that even when the wilting, even when I mess up, I wish there wasn't chet. I really wish. I want to do the ratzon of Hashem. But now that there is that choice of chet, and maybe I fell from that chet, Amud HaTorah, a real deep relationship, is how do you deal now with that chet? Is you go and mekabel that message. You go on one level and say, I want to take that chet, the one chet that is really getting me, and abolish it and press delete and figure out what the sources are from it, what's the shoresh, and get it away from me. Each person in their own piece. Whether it's getting on time to tefillah, whether it's saying shema with kavanah, mitzvah seder oraita, whether it's birkat hamazon, Each person, I know we've talked about it, but right now, as things get harder, because there's slichot also, and I'm not doing it, it's not as exciting, it's not the first week anymore in yeshiva. All of a sudden, 5 days before the end of Zman, from Yom HaKippur, you have this ability to really internalize what the Rambam says here. To be able to choose within yourself to be that deep, not just a superficial religious Jew, but to know, even if you've messed up, that you have that ability to go deep and mekabel the Torah and be a chacham and internalize it. So that's the message for the fifth day of Aseret Yetshuvah. And I hope everyone has that ability to internalize that. Now we're going to have, for the next 20 minutes, please God, we're going to hear Meir Freeman talk about Chinuch. Right after that,